This morning on WCHL, the hottest race by far this primary election season is the Orange County Sheriff's race. And you couldn't find a seat last night at the Orange County Democratic Forum.
In this job, experience matters.
The controversial vote for the Ephesus Fordham development area won't take place tonight, and we'll tell you why. And will Orange County's new county manager be named next week?
Before we could announce anything, we would still have to negotiate a contract.
Mary Willingham back in the news this morning as well. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, the UNC baseball team got a midweek non-conference comeback win last night at the Bosch. Plus, the UNC women's tennis team has a ringer, and she's only a freshman. And
how can football at Clemson get too religious?
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 34 degrees in Chapel Hill. Freeze warning remains in effect until 9 o'clock this morning, but looks like we're going to escape any freezing. A mostly sunny, high today about 60 degrees. After this initial chill, it will be a really nice day and a fairly good weekend coming up. We'll have one more cold night, our low tonight down to the low 30s. It was standing room only at last night's Orange County Sheriff Candidates Forum. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend was there.
More than 100 people packed the meeting room at the Chapel Hill Public Library last night, and many more spilled out into the hall. They all came to hear from the six men vying to be Orange County's next sheriff. Charles Blackwood is a 32-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department who served as Major of Operations until his retirement in 2012. He told the crowd his experience as second-in-command sets him apart.
I'm the only candidate who has served in, managed, or supervised all the divisions of the Sheriff's Office. In this job, experience matters. I have the hands-on experience and all the facets of the department that the other candidates do not have.
Andy Cagle, an Eflin businessman and the only candidate without law enforcement experience, said his plan to divide the county into smaller patrol areas will help deputies spend more time with the public.
Reduce the size of our patrol areas so our deputies have more time to interact, like I said, with you, the citizens of Orange County, to build those communications, like I said, and the bond, like I said, that they need to build to achieve the goals and deterring crime.
David Caldwell retired from the Sheriff's Department after 22 years to become a community organizer for the Rogers Road neighborhood. He said the Sheriff's Department needs to reflect the diversity of the surrounding community, and he'd like to see deputies work to improve communication across cultures.
One of the things I'd like to see is more culture training to deal with the diversity in our community, not just learning to say, put your hands up, hands behind your back or whatever. Learn how to, you know, how's your day going? How's the family? Carry on some personal conversations to make everybody feel a part of the community.
Larry Fawcett is a retired captain who served 30 years with the Sheriff's Department. He said he'd focus on youth services, programs in schools, and outreach to parents.
Ladies and gentlemen, our school to prison pipeline, we got kids going to jail before they even get out of school. And that's something we got. I want to put programs in place to offset that. And I think that that's the way to start. We got to start from our youth. And when we get our youth straight, then I think we'd be on that right path.
As a sergeant on patrol with the Hillsborough Police Department, Buddy Parker said he's seen that drugs and gangs are major problems facing Orange County.
Aggressive enforcement on gang members and drug dealers, drug suppliers. We all understand, you know, we're going to have to go after the users on the street, but we need to flip them, go after the dealers, go after the suppliers. You've heard the old saying, you cut off a head, another two take its place. We go after the body, and it won't come back.
Keith Webster serves with the Carborough Police Department. He said he'd like to expand the diversity of the Orange County Sheriff's Office the way Carborough has done with its police force.
I want folks to feel comfortable when they call that 911 and that sheriff's deputy pulls up, no matter who they are, where they are, or how they communicate with one another. I want them to feel safe and secure when those deputies pull up.
The forum was hosted by the Orange County Democratic Party. Because all six are Democrats and there's no Republican challenger, the race will likely be decided in the May 6 primary. However, to win that primary, a candidate must receive 40% of the vote or more to avoid a runoff. If no candidate wins outright, the second-place finisher could request a runoff, which would trigger a second primary in June. Early voting starts April 24th and runs through May 3rd. The primary is May 6th. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And if you missed last night's Sheriff's Candidates Forum, you can hear the replay of what happened on WCHL tonight at 7 o'clock, and we'll replay it again at 10 o'clock here on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Also streaming live on our website, chapelbrook.com. Mary Willingham's credibility is collapsing. That's according to a learning specialist at UNC. WCHL's Rand Northam has the story.
Bradley Bethel is the author of Coaching the Mind, Putting the Student in Student Athlete. He is listed as a learning specialist under Student Athlete Services of the Staff Directory section on GoHeels.com. In a series of entries of Bethel's blog, he writes lengthy essays about the ongoing conversation about the academic scandal at UNC. Bethel's first entry on Coaching the Mind was on May 7th, 2012. In that essay, he talks about teaching student-athletes the importance of learning and doing so by setting goals. There are only two entries from 2012 on the blog, one in 2013, and in 2014, the blog comes alive. On February 24th, Bethel wrote Truth and Literacy at UNC. He talks about the infamous CNN article that broke this story wide open and the ensuing fodder. Quickly, comments came pouring in, both supporting and opposing Bethel's thoughts, and haven't stopped since. Bethel has posted at least one lengthy essay each week since then, except for one week in the middle of March. In April, it's been more along the lines of two or three per week. The most recent entry came yesterday when Bethel says Willingham's credibility is collapsing. On multiple occasions, he says her actions of writing a response and not engaging in academic discourse are ironic, hypocritical, and lack transparency. Mary Willingham sent a written statement to WCHL Friday when the report from three outside experts discrediting her SATA-RV research was released. She said she was going to respond to the release when she had more time to review what the experts said. On Willingham's website, paperclassinc.com, she posted a response saying the Independent, using quotation marks around independent review of her data, did not come close to replicating her analysis. She claimed that the outside experts were denied access to the full range of test scores, i.e. the SAT ACT scores, the SATA raw scores, SATA WM scores, WAIS scores, and DOB. WCHL has tried since Friday to have Willingham on to air comment. Yesterday, she told us that she is taking a little break from the smear to finish the semester with her students. Bethel told WCHL that he doesn't want to come on air until he finishes writing his essays on the topic. He says he doesn't know how many more essays he has. He says he just has outline notes at this point. For a link to Bethel's blog and Willingham's website, you can find this story on our website, chapelbrook.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A lot of people anticipating a town council meeting tonight, but the council's vote on a controversial plan to rezone 190 acres surrounding the Ephesus Church Fordham Boulevard intersection has been postponed. The council is scheduled to get together tonight, but a malfunction of the television broadcast equipment at the Southern Human Services Center led town leaders to reschedule. The entire agenda from tonight's meeting will be moved to Monday night, at which time the council will hold a public hearing in the budget and consider approving the Ephesus Fordham plan. Again, the Chapel Hill Town Council meeting previously scheduled for tonight has been postponed until Monday due to technical difficulties. The Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education is looking at a new list of budget reductions after scrapping a plan to immediately take a big chunk out of the gifted specialist program. At last week's meeting, the school board abandoned a planned $2.9 million budget request to the Orange County Board of Commissioners. That figure included nearly $910,000 in recommended cuts, more than half of those from gifted specialists. Advocates for gifted specialists had an outcry, and members of the board had their own doubts. After much deliberation, the school board voted to request $3.8 million from Orange County without the recommended cuts. And that was done with the understanding that the chances of actually getting that total amount were slim, so plans were made immediately to come up with a new list of reductions based on talks with parents and staff from all schools in the district. At tonight's meeting of the Board of Education, members will consider a new list of immediate cuts of about $821,000 plus ideas for future cuts. A list of recommendations from the Office of the Superintendent includes making smaller cuts to gifted specialists, reductions at the central office, reductions from North Carolina Virtual Public School, and a cut to startup funding for Northside Elementary. The goal is to eventually find $2.2 million worth of cuts in order to deal with reductions in state revenue from the North Carolina General Assembly. Big cuts in gifted specialists as well as teacher assistants may still be on the horizon. Tonight's meeting of the Chapel Hill Carborough City Schools Board of Education will be held at 7 o'clock at the Lincoln Center at 750 South Merritt Mill Road in Chapel Hill. As part of Sexual Assault Awareness Month, the Chapel Hill Public Library is hosting a teaching session where parents and teens can learn more about how to prevent and how to deal with cyberbullying. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
Those tools that parents have to start at a very young age raising kids that have somewhat of a moral compass are the same tools that you want to use and will help them explore the cyber world in a safe way.
That's Education and Finance Coordinator Alexis Kralik of the Orange County Rape Crisis Center. She, along with Rape Prevention Education Coordinator Rachel Valentine, will conduct a session called Proud of What You Post, Internet Safety and Cyberbullying on Tuesday at the Chapel Hill Public Library. Kralik and Valentine both coordinate Safe Touch educational programs at Orange County and Chapel Hill Carborough Schools. The Safe Touch program teaches kids how to protect themselves from predators. Tuesday's session at the Chapel Hill Public Library is billed as family-friendly, and Kralik says that presenters will not talk too much about issues of sexual abuse. However, there may be some subject matter considered inappropriate for younger kids. Kralik asks that parents only bring kids above elementary school level. And she says that cyberbullying can indeed lead to consequences related to sexual violence.
We consider it a risk factor for sexual violence perpetration because a lot of what's happening on the internet is slut-shaming, homophobic bullying, saying mean things while hiding behind your screen. And that can lead to not respecting someone, not respecting someone's physical boundaries.
Kralik says that her visits to schools all over Orange County have opened her eyes to how early cyberbullying can begin. Counselors tell her that even kids as young as fourth graders who aren't typically on social media are subjected to it through texting, Instagram, and even gaming sites. She says that setting boundaries and exploring privacy and security settings are important for parents to do. But it's more important for parents to develop some media literacy, although it'll always be impossible to keep up with kids on that score. The most important thing of all, she says, is for parents to talk with their kids about internet issues and maybe even to develop some trust.
Proper communication with your kids about what they're doing, why they're using the internet, can give you a much better insight into what they're doing than walking.
According to Kralik, the main message parents need to get across to their kids is, think before you post. Proud of What You Post, Internet Safety and Cyberbullying will be held at the Chapel Hill Public Library on Tuesday, April 22nd, from 4 until 5:30 p.m. Parents and kids above elementary school level are invited to the free event. For more on this story, you can find it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:16. It's time now for Traffic and Weather Together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Dickie's Barbecue Pit in Durham, next to New Hope Commons. Eat in, call ahead for takeout, order in advance, or arrange for catering at dickies.com. Now, with your morning traffic on WCHL, here is the inimitable Rand Northam.
Thank you, Ron. As I was walking into the studio, just getting an update from Twitter, I want to pull this up. As Triangle Traffic is letting us know, it's an accident on 15501 out Mount Moriah Road. The right at that intersection, blocking all but one northbound lane.
Ooh.
So certainly be on the lane on the lookout there. You can see some buses stuck in traffic there, and quite the snarling of traffic in that area. Again, that's 15501 at Mount Moriah Road, so that's just north of I-40, mm-hmm. and it's down to one lane in the northbound direction. Southbound is not too bad at that intersection, but could be slowing down right now as well because of that. So big thanks to Triangle Traffic for letting us know about that.
So you definitely want to avoid that area this
morning. That is for sure, and keep an eye on the roads this morning, as always, of course, but you could see that traffic picking up quite a bit for sure. 15501 northbound and southbound, really between I-40 and Columbia, all the way through that major thoroughfare, seeing some slowdowns there. Nothing major other than that accident north of I-40. I-40 is moving smoothly for the most part right now. You might see it slowed down, especially in the Triangle area. right around the RDU airport and things like that. But things moving fairly smoothly on I-40 this morning. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
All right, talk to you again in just a few minutes here.
All right, thank you.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee fast. You might want to grab a cup on your way out of town this morning if you're headed to the park. Guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. All right, it is 33 degrees right now, mostly sunshine today. Nice day, but still temperatures hovering really close to that freezing point tonight. Mostly clear and cold again with a low down at the low 30s one more time. Tomorrow we might start out with a little patchy frost, but partly sunny otherwise with a high in the upper 50s. Not quite as warm as today. Tomorrow night mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain after midnight. Low tomorrow night, about 45. And then on Saturday, 30% chance of rain. Highs in the low 60s. On Sunday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 60s. So, pretty good weekend coming up, especially as we get toward the end of the weekend.
Wake up with Ron Stutz. And remember that we're your station for Carolina, uniquely qualified to bring you the Tar Heels. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Good morning.
The Orange County Commissioners are nearing a decision on naming a new county manager. Barry Jacobs, chair of the County Commissioners, said the board will not make an official announcement within the next week, but that they are, this is a quote here, on the interstate and they can see the exit up ahead. A colorful way to put it, but they're getting close.
Before we could announce anything, we would still have to negotiate a contract. There are a lot of things that go into it before one would make an announcement, and we haven't even decided completely the final steps in the process.
The board will hold two closed sessions next week, one on Monday at the Franklin Hotel, another on Tuesday at the Sienna Hotel. The purpose of the closed meetings are, quoting here, to consider the qualifications, competence, performance, character, fitness, conditions of appointment, or conditions of initial employment of an individual public officer or employee or prospective public officer or employee. That's a lot of legal speak, according to North Carolina law. The board has been searching for a permanent county manager since last year when Frank Clifton, who'd been in the position since 2009, announced in June that he would be stepping down in September. Michael Talbert was named interim Orange County manager. He had previously served as assistant county manager since 2011. Talbert told WCHL News in September that he didn't plan to apply for the permanent position. North Carolina's attorney general is asking a judge to delay the most recent lawsuit over the state's same-sex marriage ban, saying an order expected later this year in another case likely will resolve the situation. The Charlotte Observer reported that Attorney General Roy Cooper last week asked that the courts delay a lawsuit by the ACLU and other groups. That lawsuit says three same-sex couples need a quick decision on the marriage ban because of health concerns. Cooper says the new case should be delayed because a hearing is scheduled in May before the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals on whether Virginia's marriage law is unconstitutional. Legal experts say the ruling likely will apply to other states in the Fourth Circuit, including North Carolina. And in news around town this morning, mark next Thursday on your calendar, 1 week from today. Make sure you've got a radio handy because it's a 2014 WCHL Community Forum. In 10 hours, WCHL will bring the community together to talk about 10 different topics, ranging from the relations between Chapel Hill Carborough and UNC to big-time college athletics to affordability. Tune in for the hour you want to hear or listen for 10 hours straight. We devote 10 hours out of our broadcast day to this, and we do it every year. Check out chapelrow.com, our website, for all the details, and get ready for WCHL's 2014 Community Forum. It is 8:22 at WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports. Big win last night for Carolina's baseball team, not so much because of the opponent, but because of the way the Tar Heels were able to secure it. The Carolina baseball team produced a thrilling rally in the bottom of the ninth last night, defeating Elon 5-4 and improving to 22-15 on the season. Carolina's Landon Lassiter served as a hero with his bases-loaded single that scored Michael Russell and completed that winning rally. UNC Spencer Trainer retired all six batters he faced to get the win, while Elon closer Ryan Pinnell recorded just one out and allowing three runs in the ninth inning. Carolina returns to Atlantic Coast Conference action this weekend. They will be on the road at Charlottesville, number one Virginia. That's a three-game series up there, games Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Of course, you can hear them on WCHL. North Carolina women's tennis team has risen to number three in the country with a 22-3 overall mark. They're 11-1 in the ACC. Tar Heels owe a lot of their success to freshman sensation Jamie Loeb, now ranked the number one singles player in the nation. WCHL's Matt Oakes recently checked in with Loeb and has more on the story.
The Carolina women are serving up a storm these days. Last weekend, the Tar Heels easily dismissed league rival Maryland 6-1 to send the seniors out with a bang on Senior Day in Chapel Hill. But it's a young freshman player who has been stealing the spotlight this season. Jamie Loeb sports an incredible 43-2 singles record, including a perfect 11-0 mark in the ACC. A tennis season can be somewhat of a grind, but Loeb says the team is really starting to find its form with each and every match thanks to some intelligent tactics.
Now we've improved, you know, just our unity in the team, and I think we kind of found our identity and like what we're about and who we are, and I think we're just putting that all together now and just taking care of our bodies and just being smart.
Loeb says the close-knit nature of the team really provides a great working environment for her to compete in. Loeb says there is nothing like hearing her teammates voice their support while she's battling it out.
We're very supportive of each other, and we're basically a family. We love each other so much, and I think our closeness helps us on court as well because we want each other to do so well so badly, and we're out there pushing each other and cheering for each other at every point. And, you know, it's such a good feeling, especially for me, when I hear my teammates cheering for me.
Earlier this week at the Rammies, the freshman sensation beat out a star-studded list of Carolina athletes, including women's basketball phenom Diamond DeShields, for the title of Breakthrough Athlete of the Year. Loeb says she was at a loss for words.
It's an honor for me to get picked or even to be nominated for it, so I was kind of shaking when I heard my name called.
Loeb, though, is not alone near the top of the collegiate singles rankings. Her teammate, Haley Carter, is ranked number six nationally and regularly pairs with Loeb to form a dynamic doubles combo. Loeb says the two are good friends but push each other out on the court, keeping a competitive edge. Coming into her rookie year, Loeb was once the hunter. Now everybody is gunning for her, but she says she's not letting any pressure get to her.
I use that as motivation because I want to maintain my ranking, and I obviously don't want, you know, to lose because I'm very competitive. So I just use it as a motivation to keep getting better and not really look at it as pressure and feeling I have to, you know, stay at number one and I have to do things because I don't have to do it, but I just want it.
Postseason play is rapidly approaching. Loeb says the team is practicing with an even greater intensity these days with an ACC and possibly even national title on the line.
We're practicing with a purpose, and we know what we want to get done and what we need to improve on, so I think those are two key factors.
But before the ACC championship, the Tar Heels hit the road for a Southern swing. A Thursday afternoon meeting with Georgia Tech in Atlanta will be followed by a Saturday showdown with Clemson in South Carolina. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. It's 8:26. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
How can football at Clemson get too religious? This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Clemson has dominated the ESPN college football headlines this week, from the nephew of a Hall of Fame quarterback getting kicked off the team, to Tigers coach Dabo Swinney already naming his starter for the fall, to a claim by an atheist group that there is too much religion in the program. Huh? I thought Clemson football was a religion down in Death Valley. Swinney may or may not force too much faith and conviction on his recruits and players, but he must not have prayed enough for heralded quarterback Chad Kelly to repent. The nephew of Jim Kelly, the four-time Super Bowl quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, was sent packing from Clemson after losing the starting job this spring and complaining about it too much to the coaches. This is the kid who tweeted before he ever arrived that he wasn't going there to watch from the sidelines. But after being told that's exactly where he would start the 2014 season, young Chad doth protest too much. When the Tar Heels visit Clemson on September 27th, they will not face the highly recruited Kelly, who was bounced for conduct detrimental to the team.
He'll be long gone by the time Carolina takes on the Tigers for the first time in 3 years. Despite Kelly's gene pool and pedigree, Sweeney instead named senior Cole Stout the Tigers starter for next season. Stout backed up all ACC quarterback Taj Boyd the last 3 years and did not get into the game very much. When he did, he completed just under 80% of his passes. And besides, he had better attendance in Bible study class than Kelly. Yes, another headline this week. According to the Freedom from Religion Foundation, Clemson coaches force too much Christianity on their players. Sweeney has asked recruits to pray with him over the phone and hands Bibles to the Tigers along with playbooks when they arrive on campus. Clemson officials said no comment other than to say they are praying the whole mess goes away. Maybe we should try that here. Whatever Sweeney is doing, someone upstairs must be looking out for the fast-talking 41-year-old coach who received an 8-year contract extension after last season, even though he has lost 5 straight games to South Carolina and Steve Spurrier, the true god of football in the Palmetto State. In fact, Spurrier probably ordained the new deal for Dabo so he could make it 13 in a row. This is Archansky. See ya.
We asked several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. One of these is Nancy Kobe, Cedars member since 2013. Here's what Nancy had to say.
The great thing is, right across the street from us is the Meadowmont Village, and I have the grocery store and the pharmacy, the wellness center. There's the coffee shop, the pizza place, the dry cleaners, the exercise studio. So this was very enticing to us, seeing as it was all within walking distance. We've lived in Chapel Hill for 45 years. Our children and our grandchildren live in the area, so we knew we wanted to stay in Chapel Hill. There are several playgrounds and parks, so when the grandkids come, we can walk over there, and everybody's so happy right here in the neighborhood. And the last 7 years, we've lived right here in the Meadowmont community. So it was natural that we would move to the Cedars Retirement Community.
Thanks, Nancy. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Today is your last chance at a great offer from our local deal from Progression Climbing. It's half off, $60 for an introduction to rock climbing package that includes a 2-week membership available until midnight for $30. Progression Climbing is a state-of-the-art climbing gym for climbers of all levels. Check out and register for the full-day summer camps for ages 5 to 14 and their youth climbing teams, both recreational and competitive, with weekly practices. You can register for these programs at climbprogression.com. This deal is available until midnight only, so buy it now at our localdeal.com.
Good morning, it is 8:30. It is 35 degrees in Chapel Hill, and mostly sunny today, high today about 60 degrees. Nice day on the way after we get over this early chill. A WCHL road warrior called in and told us that a Triangle Transit area bus has been rear-ended on Highway 54 near Farrington Road. One lane is closed there, so please avoid that area if you can. Again, a bus rear-ended Highway 54 near Farrington Road. Stay away from that area.
97.9 FM WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com.
All right.
There's an after that.
At a Ukrainian National Guard base on the Black Sea, a confrontation, 3 pro-Russian militants dead, 13 wounded. President Obama spoke to such attacks when he sat down with Chief White House correspondent Major Garrett.
Contrary to all the rhetoric that you're hearing from Russia, there's no excuse for not only Russian troops being massed along the borders of Ukraine, but also there's no excuse for the covert support and certainly the rhetorical support that you're seeing for these militias that are taking over government buildings and causing chaos.
Mr. Obama said there will not be a military resolution to the Ukraine crisis, but, says Major Garrett,
the White House believes over time, patience and the persistent threat of economic sanctions or actually applying tougher economic sanctions will resolve this.
In Geneva, U.S. and Russian diplomats meet along with those from Ukraine and the European Union. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 34 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a lot of sunshine today. High today about 60 degrees, and looks like we're going to escape the morning without any freezing. Could get more of the same, maybe a little frost early tomorrow morning as well. So we're not quite into full spring weather yet. Again, just a moment ago, we heard from a WCHL road warrior. A bus, a Triangle Transit bus, has been rear-ended on Highway 54 near the intersection of Farrington Road, that is out near Metamont. One lane of traffic is closed there, so please, you might want to avoid that area if at all possible. There will be some delays there. It was standing room only at last night's Orange County Sheriff's Department's candidate forum. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend was there and has a report on that. You can hear it on our website at chapelboro.com. And if you were not able to make it last night for that standing room only event with all six candidates for sheriff speaking and a whole bunch of people in that room, you can hear the replay of last night's Sheriff's Candidates Forum tonight at 7 and again at 10 on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. We'll also stream it live on our website, chapelboro.com. Mary Willingham's credibility is collapsing. That's a quote from a learning specialist at UNC. WCHL's Rand Northam has more on the story.
Bradley Bethel is the author of Coaching the Mind, Putting the Student in Student Athlete. He is listed as a learning specialist under Student Athlete Services of the Staff Directory section on GoHeels.com. In a series of entries of Bethel's blog, he writes lengthy essays about the ongoing conversation about the academic scandal at UNC. Bethel's first entry on Coaching the Mind was on May 7th, 2012. In that essay, he talks about teaching student athletes the importance of learning and doing so by setting goals. There are only two entries from 2012 on the blog, one in 2013, and in 2014, the blog comes alive. On February 24th, Bethel wrote Truth and Literacy at UNC. He talks about the infamous CNN article that broke this story wide open and the ensuing fodder. Quickly, comments came pouring in, both supporting and opposing Bethel's thoughts, and haven't stopped since. Bethel has posted at least one lengthy essay each week since then, except for one week in the middle of March. In April, it's been more along the lines of two or three per week. The most recent entry came yesterday when Bethel says Willingham's credibility is collapsing. On multiple occasions, he says her actions of writing a response and not engaging in academic discourse are ironic, hypocritical, and lack transparency. Mary Willingham sent a written statement to WCHL Friday when the report from three outside experts discrediting her SATA-RV research was released. She said she was going to respond to the release when she had more time to review what the experts said. On Willingham's website, paperclassinc.com, she posted a response saying the Independent, using quotation marks around independent review of her data, did not come close to replicating her analysis. She claimed that the outside experts were denied access to the full range of test scores, i.e. the SAT ACT scores, the SATA raw scores, SATA WM scores, WAIS scores, and DOB. WCHL has tried since Friday to have Willingham on to air comment. Yesterday, she told us that she is taking a little break from the smear to finish the semester with her students. Bethel told WCHL that he doesn't want to come on air until he finishes writing his essays on the topic. He says he doesn't know how many more essays he has. He says he just has outline notes at this point. For a link to Bethel's blog and Willingham's website, you can find this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Jordan Lake and the Haw River are two bodies of water that impact our area and are at the center of a debate between conservationists and state lawmakers. The argument is about how to reduce pollution in the Jordan Lake watershed, either by enforcing pollution controls throughout the watershed or by using a new method whose effectiveness some question. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
Our state has gone backwards from the task of trying to restore this river and Jordan Lake.
That's Elaine Chioso, the Haw River Keeper for the Haw River Assembly. She listened in as the State Legislative Committee on Jordan Lake met Wednesday, taking public comment on the issue. She is one of many environmentalists who are urging lawmakers to bring back the Jordan Lake rules, which were designed to protect the lake and its watershed by limiting nutrient and pollutant runoff. The Haw River flows 110 miles from the north-central Piedmont region of the state to the Jordan Lake River Reservoir and into the Cape Fear River in South Chatham County. Kioso said she was, quote, outraged when the General Assembly last summer decided to put the Jordan Lake rules on hold for 3 years before many of the measures could be implemented. Some said the rules, which were developed in 2009, would cost developers hundreds of thousands of dollars to meet the standards. What pollution flows into the Ha River, Kioso said, will eventually make its way downstream into Jordan Lake, the source of drinking water for much of the triangle.
Really, the biggest impacts on Jordan Lake come from people that are further away, and it's harder to make that case.
As an alternative measure, the state went forward with installing Solar B aerator pumps in the lake, which some said will be a cheaper way to keep the lake clean. The giant pumps will circulate the water near the surface with the intention of reducing algae blooms. Kioso said that based on the information discussed Wednesday, she was not convinced that there are solid parameters in place to determine if the pumps are doing their jobs.
Well, these solar bees, by churning up the water, keep algae from growing, but it doesn't stop any of the pollution that's in that water. So really all you're doing is sending that water in Jordan Lake as it goes downstream. You know, Jordan Lake's not a closed system. It's the Ha River, and it keeps going on down to meet the Cape Fear. You're just sending the pollution down into the Cape Fear River.
By rolling back the rules designed to address water pollution, Kioso said, many argue that this puts the state in conflict with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and the Clean Water Act. Last week, the Ha River made it on the top 10 list of America's most endangered rivers of 2014, which was compiled by the environmental group American Rivers.
Our best hope right now on getting the Jordan Lake rules back on track, we need people to be telling the legislature that this is unacceptable. Just because they just said they're probably not going to talk about it in this session, if there was enough pressure on the legislature, they might change their minds about that.
Kioso added that she was disappointed but not surprised that state leaders indicated Wednesday that they will not revisit the issue during the legislative session in May. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And news around town this morning. First of all, mark next Thursday on your calendar. That is 1 week from today. Make sure you've got a radio handy. It's a 2014 Community Forum. 10 consecutive hours of broadcasting on WCHL, bringing the community together to talk about 10 different topics ranging from the relations between the Chapel Hill-Carborough community and UNC to big-time college athletics to affordability. Tune in for the hour you want to hear or listen for 10 hours straight. And you can check out chapelbrew.com for more details and get ready for WCHL's 2014 Community Forum. And Orange County's Department on Aging and the Friends of the Seymour Center are inviting seniors to a fun, feisty 50 sock hop. Say that fast three times. It's a 1950s themed dance party, so come decked out in your favorite 50s gear. The sock hop will take place at the Seymour Center on Friday. That's next Friday, a week from tomorrow, from 7 until 10 p.m., featuring food, beer, and wine, a silent auction, and music by Dick Levin and friends with vocalist Sylvia Kaler. Tickets are $20 for one and $35 for two. To reserve tickets, call 323-SOCKHOP. And we have that contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. Well, Zach Godwin wears, those white socks and leather jackets and stuff every day, pretty much, so... Zach, you're all ready to go. You won't be as old as most of the people in there, but you'll still have fun. Zach Godwin here from, he's the guy who runs our website, chapelbrew.com, and also sits at the Twitter desk every now and then. And what's on your mind this morning?
Well, Ron, I've got a neat story out of Pittsburgh. Do you have any hidden talents, Ron?
Very few.
Very few.
I don't.
You put them all out there for everyone
to see. I put them out there so people can see them because... You know, whatever talents I do have, which not much. So, you know.
There's a 19-year-old from Pittsburgh named Walker Harnden. Mm-hmm. He goes to the UNC School of the Arts in Winston-Salem, and he's an oboe major. And he just got a Guinness World Record for something pretty interesting. He whistled the highest note.
Really?
As in highest pitch. It's a B7, which is 3,951 hertz. And to put that in better perspective, it is... the B7 is the B just below the high C on a piano, so it's the second highest note that a piano makes.
Wow.
He whistled it.
I think that's higher than Mariah Carey.
I'm not sure if he's going to get a record deal like her, but...
or Minnie Riperton, remember her?
I don't know that.
Loving you.
It's easy cause you're beautiful.
Oh, there's your hidden talent.
Never mind. No, let's keep that one hidden.
The previous record was Jennifer Davies of Canada, who did the second E above middle C. And as much music classes as I've taken, I don't know the piano very well. But there's apparently something in Dachau, Germany called the Impossibility Games where she broke the record. So maybe I'll see if I can figure out an impossible talent I have and head over to Germany.
There may be some people who've hit higher notes, but only dogs can hear them, so they're not in the Guinness.
That's true. They can't be verified by human ears.
Hey, if somebody wants to tweet us, how do they do that?
It's just at Chapelboro, or you can reach us at WCHL. And I'll be posting this story. You can read more about it, and you can send us stories, and I'll talk about them with Ron another morning.
Kind of interesting. That guy's in Pittsburgh, huh?
He's from Pittsburgh. He's in Winston right now at the School of the Arts playing oboe, but he's from Pittsburgh.
A lot of creative people in Chatham County. There's no question about
that. That's
true. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch. We'll talk to you later on. It is 8:43 at WCHL, and a very good morning to you.
He is a virtuoso with chops that defy comparison, says the New York Times of Yefim Bromfman, who joins the North Carolina Symphony for Beethoven's youthful second piano concerto. Bromfman plays Beethoven, and Grant Llewellyn leads Prokofiev's Defiant Sixth Symphony. Yefim Bromfman tickets start at only $18. Call 919-733-2750 now, or click on Ticketmaster.com. April 24th in Chapel Hill at UNC's Memorial Hall. And April 25th and 26th at Maimandy Concert Hall, Yefim Bromfman plays Beethoven with your North Carolina Symphony.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Over the last 15 years, thousands of you out there have worked with us to buy or sell property, and you always come back and you always refer your friends and family to us.
We are grateful for that loyalty and never take you for granted. This message really isn't for you. In fact, you guys hum quietly to yourselves. You know who you are.
This message is for those of you who don't have the kind of relationship with a realtor that we have with our clients. If you are buying or selling property this spring, you owe it to yourself to call Franklin Street.
Obviously, we prefer to be the only call you make, but if you're looking around, we should certainly be on your short list. Do this. Go to our website, check us out, give us a call.
FranklinStreetRealty.com. Our phone number is there, our agents are there, the bus schedule is there.
The buses here are free.
Yeah, and all kinds of cool links to local stuff.
Local, you mean like us, locally owned and operated?
Exactly. Not just another pretty faceless corporation. Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
This is Mark Vitale, owner of All About Insurance, and I'm here with Teresa Brent, our expert in young drivers insurance.
Thanks, Mark. We are currently offering some of the lowest rates in the state for young drivers. But more importantly, we can ensure that you have the most comprehensive coverage for your son or daughter in case of any tragedy. You can call me, Teresa Brent, at 919-933-4000 or stop by Nationwide Square at 1289 Fordham Boulevard for a free consultation.
This is Richard Quinn from Fifth Season in downtown Carrboro. Grow organic this spring with 100% organic seeds, plant starts, soil, and fertilizer from Fifth Season. Many of our plant starts are grown in our store. Your tomatoes will taste better than those shipped in from a commercial farm. Check out our nursery, too, stocked with uncommon plants, including fruit and citrus trees, cold hardy tropicals, and carnivorous varieties.
Come on down, Fifth Season.
Come on down,
Fifth Season.
Come on down, Fifth Season.
Garden Company.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Oh, I don't know about all that. It's 8:46 at WCHL, 35 degrees. Look for a great day today. High today about 60 with a lot of sunshine.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Chuck Morton. I've lived in North Carolina for 41 years, but I'm still heavily influenced by childhood experiences in the burbs of Boston and Chicago. I've traveled extensively as an adult, and I've seen other ways of living. The Southeast was rural and laid back 40 years ago, but not no mo. The days of empty roads are over. Now we have three lanes in each direction and multiple turning lanes, huge intersections with three-minute light cycles. You better go on the green properly or someone 40 cars back's going to wait through that next three-minute cycle. I hate stoplights. They are for people who need to be told what to do. I love the traffic circles found at many intersections in Massachusetts, especially those great big beautiful ones at the base of Cape Cod. They keep speeds moderate between 20 and 30 miles per hour, and they keep traffic moving. Similar circles here have solved bottlenecks on Ephesus Church Road and Old Durham Road, except those occasional fools who stop unnecessarily. Yield does not mean stop. Keep going, folks, and everything's going to be all right. If you have the right of way, go. It's the pedal on the right that gets you through traffic. That one on the left can't do nothing but slow you down. And I'm the guy who honks if you just won't go. This is Chuck Morton.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
It is now 36 degrees. I think we're safely out of danger this morning. We had freeze warning in effect until 9 a.m., but that's all over now. 36 degrees and sunny day, hot today, about 60 degrees. We're going to have one more morning, tomorrow morning, where our temperatures are going to be down in the low 30s, so watch out for a little frost then. It's 8:48 at WCHL. Our hometown hero coming up in just a few minutes here. Let me tell you about something that is happening in May. This coming May, just a few days away, no ordinary month at WCHL, we're taking our Performance Automall Village Pride Award and dedicating them daily to local hometown hero moms. So tell us what makes your mother or any mother you know a hometown hero. Could be your mom, could be your wife, could be your daughter who's a mom, could be your neighbor, could be somebody you work with. Every mom honored with the Village Pride Award in the month of May will get a free massage from Massage Envy Spa at Eastgate or South Point. And just for nominating someone, you can win a VIP Deepak experience. It includes tickets to see Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat at Deepak, a VIP parking pass, and dinner, that whole prize package. Go to chapelbro.com and WCHL, submit your nominations, and you only have a few days left to try and win these great prizes, and also to recognize someone very special. It is 8:49 at WCHL. Good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of mom and dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
Join WCHL and chapelbro.com for the 2014 Community Forum, presented by Orange County Government. Tune in beginning at 8 a.m. on Thursday, April 24th, for 10 hours of enlightening conversation on topics that affect our everyday lives in the Chapel Hill-Carborough community. All day long, you'll hear from all the important elected officials, business leaders, educators, and residents. Join us as we discuss the hottest topics, including town and gown, big-time sports, education, affordability, economic development, and more. During the forum, we invite all of the community to head to WCHL's Twitter page for updates throughout the day. We also invite you to submit your questions using hashtag WCHLForum. The best questions will be asked on the air during the community forum. Thanks to our sponsors, Durham Technical Community College, Jersey Mike's, and the UPS Store. The 2014 WCHL Community Forum, presented by Orange County Government, Thursday, April 24th. A special presentation of 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL.
Good morning. It is 8:51 at WCHL, and there is something very special happening very soon. And John O. Potts is here from the Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival. Jono, how you doing?
I'm doing quite well, Ron. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Thanks for coming in. For the folks who don't know about Shikori Hills and what happens there, tell us all about it, would you?
Oh, man. Well, we have a great festival. It's starting today, which is wonderful. It's a four-day music festival just outside of town, about 15 minutes from here. We have 40 bands from all over the world, four stages, music, dance, going all day and all night out there.
Well, you're kind of coordinating this whole thing, right? All these artists and everything.
I'm involved, you know. Yeah, I do a lot of work with it, but there's a bunch of wonderful people out there that are working very, very hard to make this all happen. So yeah. I'm a part of a great team out there.
I always talk about the music in my head, and I know you have music in your head, too, because music just kind of runs deep.
Yeah, I've had that pleasure to be around music my whole life, and it has, and a lot of stuff out there. You know, the Indigo Girls are going to be playing out there. Wow. Dirty Dozen Brass Band's playing tonight, and Del McCurry will be playing on Saturday, so we got a lot of great music out there, and I'm hearing it in my head right now.
All right, if somebody wants to go to the Shikori Hills Festival, what's involved? I mean, what do you do when you get there?
I mean, you pull up. We have a 75-acre farm. You pull up, park your car, grab your chair, whatever it is you want to bring with you. And a lot of people come out and camp all weekend. So people will pull up and set up their camp and hang out. And you just walk around for the day, eat some great food, drink some great local beer. Carolina Brewery and Foothills Brewing are out there doing that for us. And you sit down and listen to some music, maybe take a dance lesson, go down, do some yoga. There's all kinds of great stuff going on out there.
You can get an entire four-day pass. And today's first day.
Yeah.
But you can get a whole four-day pass, or you can buy them one by one, you know, for a one-day pass. How does that work?
Absolutely. I mean, you can come right out and get them. Actually, we've shut down the pre-sales, which is on our website at shikorihills.org. The information's there, but just come on out to Shikori Hills, and they have the ticket booth right there, and they'll get you all set up. You can buy a ticket for a day, buy a ticket for all 4 days, hang out as long as you feel like you want to be there.
What time of the day does the music start?
The music's going to start this afternoon at about 3 o'clock. The gates officially open at noon. We do have some folks that did a pre-camping thing out there, so they're out there right now, but all day today, there'll be activities, events going on, and then all through the night and all weekend long.
Yeah, how late into the night?
Jeez, pretty late. You know, the dance tent, Saturday night, the Zydeco will go well into the evening.
Yeah, that's absolutely cool, man. It really is. How about, a lot of folks want to know how much tickets cost.
It varies a little. The weekend is $110 for all 4 days. The whole thing. You can come out for all 4 days for $110. You can throw up a tent for $15. I mean, we're a nonprofit organization, pretty much volunteer run, so we try and keep things as affordable as possible. The day passes range from about $30 to $50 for a day, but it's great. I can't think of anything I'd rather be doing.
Well, yeah, I know you enjoy all this, but where is the Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival? How do you get there from Chapel Hill?
If you want to come out from Chapel Hill, the easiest way is just going to be shoot out 15501 towards Pittsboro, and then head, I believe it's going to be west towards Siler City on 64, and get off on 87.
You get on the traffic circle right there in downtown Pittsburgh.
You're actually going to get off before then. You're going to get off at the bypass at where the Lowe's is,
and that's
64 there, and take that right on 64, and your first exit is 87, and once you get off on 87, there'll be signs that'll take you right from there to the festival grounds.
Fantastic. Well, if you want details about all the bands that are playing and all the activities out there, go to ShikoriHillsGrassroots.org. And if you get a ticket quickly, you can get an 8x10 color photograph of Jono Potts suitable for framing. So, anyway, thanks a lot for doing it. I know this is a labor of love for you.
Oh, it is. You know, I love it so much. I was, you know, there. I've been there for a while now. I got up early this morning, and, you know, they're setting up the ticket booth, and people are running around, and it's just fun. So for me, it's, like I said, I can't think of anything else I'd rather be doing. So if you enjoy, you know, good company, good music, and, you know, being outdoors, the forecast is perfect. It's going to be 70 degrees and sunny. Come out to Shikori Hills and have some fun.
Hey, listen, thanks a bunch for coming in to let us know about it. And we've been giving away some tickets in the afternoon with Aaron Keck. I know a lot of people are excited about this show, this whole event. And thank you so much.
It was absolutely my pleasure, Ron. Thanks for having me on.
All right, buddy. It is 8:56 at WCHL. And time to meet today's WCHL hometown hero.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Jeffrey Robinson is today's WCHL hometown hero.
Jeffrey Robinson is one of our ESL teachers. He is at Carborough High School, and he is outstanding. He has started a homework club after school for students that need some extra support with math and writing and any subjects that they need help a couple afternoons a week. And he's got about 50 students staying after school to get extra help from volunteers.
That's Georgianne McKay, ESL and volunteer specialist with the Chapel Hill Cabarrus City School System.
Has consistently made use of volunteers during the school year and offered that opportunity to students to get the support, worked well with volunteers, and just have done a wonderful job managing volunteers, which he has done this year as well as years past. He was a teacher at East Chapel Hill High before going over to Carver High School. So he's consistently, year after year, had volunteers in the school supporting students.
Not only is Jeffrey Robinson supportive of the students, but he also supports the volunteers in a big way.
He provides volunteers with the materials, whatever they need to work with a student and what they're struggling with, if it's science, what the project is. And so they have this hour after school that these kids are getting some great help, and these volunteers feel like, oh, they're really needed. So he makes them feel like their time is valued while they're there in the afternoon.
If you'd like to volunteer,
our school system makes available opportunities for community people, for UNC students, for retired people to come into the schools, help in a classroom, and this is pre-kindergarten through 12th grade. With any needs that teachers have that students in the classroom need support, we have school reading partners, writing volunteers, ESL volunteers, and the list goes on and on.
Jeffrey Robinson certainly makes great use of volunteers.
Ah, he's a fun guy. The kids like him. They say, oh, Mr. Robinson. So he really does know exactly what the students are need, and he really makes his presence known. The kids come to him for help.
Our thanks to Georgianne McKay for the nomination, and congratulations, Jeffrey Robinson, ESL teacher at Carborough High School. He's today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Hey, listen, enjoy the day. It's going to be really nice. Lots of sunshine. High today about 60. We got one more cold night and cold morning. Tomorrow's low in the low 30s, but other than that, pretty good. And a decent weekend is coming up as well.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 9 o'clock.
Carolina baseball.
Russell throws to second base, and it's Omaha for Carolina.
WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Vladimir Putin says NATO's expansion into former Soviet satellites forced